Sports Central. Sports Central.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about Matchworks. Michael Wasley is the executive director. He and Ben Carbonaro. Great to see Benny back in the studio today. He's been part of the SEN Furniture over the years. A great netball man. They've joined us this afternoon to discuss a new initiative called Sport Ability, and that is proving very successful for both sport and people with a disability. Good to see you, Michael.
Hi, Brett.
Welcome to you, Ben.
G'day, BP. How are you, mate?
Going well, mate. Netball guru amongst many other things. But
try to be.
Tell us a bit about Sport Ability and give us a bit of background.
Okay, so Sport Ability is an initiative from Matchworks and Apricot Consulting focused at creating real jobs for people with a disability in the sporting industry. People with a disability make up a large percentage of disadvantaged people in our communities. We believe healthy communities embrace people with disabilities, focus on their abilities and potential to contribute to society. Australia performs pretty poorly compared to the world in creating jobs and careers for people with disabilities. So we think it represents a huge demand on taxpayer welfare, and importantly, it underutilises the contributions that people with a disability can make. Proper inclusion, we think, includes people with disabilities socially, but it also provides them economic benefits. So by providing real work opportunities that fit within their individual skills, we believe that sporting bodies are themselves community organisations, and like many Australians, people with the disabilities gravitate towards sport in their social lives. So we think sporting orgs can not only help embrace people with disabilities by giving them participation in sport, but also help giving them a job.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe you've got a little bit of evidence, Michael, of how that actually works.
We have. So before we launched it, we thought we wanted to prove the capacity and make sure it worked. So we've had a number of successful cases now with Ben sitting here with us. So we worked well with a couple of organisations first to understand some vacant roles they had, what the role would require, so therefore what the person would be able to do. So we went and sourced the right person with a disability and made sure that the chance of a long-term sustainable job was there. One opportunity was with Melbourne City Football Club in the A-League. Single mum, started as a laundry assistant. She now runs the laundry on her own and pretty much handles all apparel on match days, including sending it interstate. And this has not only done wonders for her own self-esteem, but her as a single mum, her children are jumping over the moon. They're loving it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. That's a very good story. And also, just before we introduce Ben and ask a little bit more about what he's doing, the AFL Umpires Department, that's where Ben has been training as an assistant?
He has, and the AFL have been great, particularly Chris Donlan, Tom McCoy and Wayne Campbell. So they spoke to us about a role about a year ago, mainly starting as a training assistant, doing some of the odd jobs and preparing for the umpires' training sessions. That role's now grown, and Ben's taken on more critical tasks within the AFL, but rather than me explain that, I'll hand that over to Ben.
Absolutely, mate. You've expanded your wings. I know a bit about your background, and I think our listeners too, because you've been a long-time listener and caller into SEN and cover netball beautifully. But, mate, just your challenges in, you know, getting some regular paid employment, and just a bit about your AFL experience this year.
Yeah, sure, BP. I think I have Asperger syndrome, which is a kind of autism, and it's probably a little bit hard to understand. If we had more time, I'd be able to explain it more detail, more in detail. But I think it just comes down to the chance. I just needed a chance to be given a chance. I mean, I've got a journalism degree, and as you know yourself, BP, it's very hard to get employment within media. So it's great having this opportunity working with the AFL, thanks to Mick Wasley here and Tom McCoy, Wayne Campbell, Chris Donlan, Adrian Pinozzo, everyone at the AFL. It's been great. So I'm basically making sure the uniforms are ready, training set up and packed up, and helping with stats on a match day. And it's been mind-blowing to see what it's like from the umpiring side of football. I mean, I'm probably not the strongest person going around to play, but it's just been amazing. And hopefully we can see more people like me who have disabilities through this great program working within the wider sporting industry.
And, I mean, footy's been a great passion of yours too.
You
spent a fair bit of time at Werribee, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'll be 12 years there next year.
Phenomenal. Doing stats and...
Yep. G'day to Stoney, by the way, our mate, Mark Stone, if he's listening.
Great Werribee man, Mark Stone. He's a man who wears a few hats.
Mm. Too many hats, doesn't he? He's a recruiting man too.
Michael, can Ben's journey with the AFL work for other people with a disability, just in terms of other, you know, sporting organisations?
Absolutely, yeah. So many people with a disability in Australia have untapped skills and abilities, and often their disability only requires some minor tweaks for them to work successfully in many roles. There are thousands of people like Ben out there who have enormous amount to offer employers, including work ethic and performance, but also they add diversity of culture to a workplace, which is never bad. And, you know, but not many are given the chance like the AFL gave Ben. It's Sportability will work with any sporting organisation to help them identify what roles or vacancies they have that may suit a person with disability. We won't have any expectations that a role will be provided. Instead, we want to ensure that the best fit between the employer and the person is strong and sustainable. So this is not about token employment or voluntary work. It's not a process of helping sporting organisations find mascots to meet community engagement requirements. This is real work, paid real work, where a person with disability can perform all duties to a good standard. We won't make judgments on sporting organisations. We won't make them feel that they can't be direct or open about any concerns or apprehensions they have. We're just looking for sporting orgs to invite us to have a chat to them. No obligations. We'll talk about their organisation, any current or upcoming vacancies, and how they could potentially fit a person with disability. And if there's agreement to give it a go, we'll continue to support the org for as long as it takes to find the right person. And we'll stay with the journey to ensure it works well after they've settled into the new role. As I said earlier, Australia has a really low rate of people with disabilities currently in paid employment, which is a big embarrassment, really, compared to many other nations. And we want to help all industries and employers to identify how successful and simple it can be to provide real jobs for people with disabilities. Sport has a massive profile in Australia and casts a huge influence. So we think by working with sporting organisations to help them employ people with disabilities, we hope that sport can lead the way in assisting other industries to learn of the benefits to employers and to the communities that they do business with. We believe strong communities mean strong customers for business.
Yeah, great stuff. And in fact, just one on the SMS coming through here. Guys have heard of a sport called balloon football. I started the sport 20 years ago, and that has taken off, hasn't it? Balloon football. I think there are people in wheelchairs playing inside. It's pretty full on. I've got to say, I've looked after a footy club, the Sandown Cobras, the last 5 years, and probably when I think about the achievements in that period, we set up an all-abilities team who play in the fighter competition. Yep. I reckon, Benny, it's been the most rewarding thing that we've done. And we have a day where 300 kids, adults, who've got all sorts of disabilities come along to a big footy fun day.
Yeah.
And we get, Cedar along. They run clinics for them. Mate, just outstanding. And some of those guys who play in the fighter team are clearly good enough to play in our senior team. That's the talent they've got. So that's where the doors open up.
And BP, you talk about the whole fighter thing too, and the disabilities thing. We have a program with the umpires as well through Down Syndrome Victoria.
Yep.
Mick might want to touch on that too. The one where we include them as like assistant trainer for the day through Sportability too.
Well, I think they'll leave that to you, Ben. But, through the program, they attend match days with umpires. And, again, Chris Donlan, AFL umpires.
Champion.
Yeah, champion. So good credit for that.
Now, just someone representing a sporting organisation who might be listening here today, how can they get in touch and find out more?
Well, if it's appropriate, they can give me a call on 0419 754 648. Personally, I'll have a pretty open conversation about them and their organisation and any potential we have to help. I'm also happy to make a time to come and meet and have a coffee with them. No obligation, but together we can explore what opportunities are there and we can talk about how we can help.
Yeah, great stuff. Michael, thank you for coming in. Executive Director of Matchworks. Check it out. Find out some more information. Make an inquiry. Mate, great to see you, Benny.
Lovely to see you too.
Aussie netballers, how are they going to go in 2016?
I'll reserve the comment once we get back into netball mode. We're in party and racing mode at the moment still.
Oh, right. So just putting it to the side. Okay.
Yeah.
No, fair enough indeed. I like the netballers, though. They've done a great job.
Oh, absolutely.
Netball in this town with their free-to-air coverage. And
it's brilliant.
Coverage in the Herald Sun. Outstanding.
Good day to Beck Williams if you're listening to.
Indeed. Thank you, Ben. Ben Carbonaro, Michael Worsley. Thank you, guys. Nice work.